button. It's a new world out there. Brave new world. And speaking of a brave new world, there's going to be a new world temporarily in the park tonight, correct?
Yes, yes, there will
be. Mickey is here to talk about the Summer Sampler.
Yes, happening tonight, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Farman Park.
Okay, tell us more.
Well, the Summer Sampler has been around since, 2007, we believe. We were just looking that up. Before the Summer Sampler, it was called the Taste of Sandpoint.
I remember that.
And that used to take place during Winter Carnival.
Mm.
It started in 1973. So this little event
has
morphed, you know, it's changed through the years. But it's a great way for our restaurants and bars, caterers, food trucks to be exposed to our community. And of the 13 vendors that we have, which is more than we've had since COVID.
So you have 13?
13 tonight.
Tonight.
Yes. So we're really pleased with our restaurant and food industry coming out and participating tonight. It's great. Of the 13, six of them are new.
Our newbies.
Summer Sampler.
Okay.
And we're excited that they're coming and going to expose themselves to our community. And
they
will be discovered.
Now, do you want 13 is not a large number. Do you want to read through the names of the different?
I could, yes.
That would be wonderful.
Yes. So we have from Schweitzer, we have three participating off of the mountain. We have the Banquets at Schweitzer, the Crow's Bench, and the Sky House.
Cool.
And then a couple of favorites from downtown. We have 113 Main, Pondere Winery, Smokesmith Barbecue, Marigold Bistro is a new participant. She's a new business, obviously, not new to the industry, but new this year. We have Barrel 33 returning again from last year. McDuff's will be pouring their brews. Sweet Lou's coming down from Pondere. And then we have a couple of brand new ones. Wine for You is a wine shop, and that's going to be pouring wine. We have Tiki Pop, which is a food truck, and they do caramel corn, and they have shave ice. And Sunshine on Cedar. They are a Hawaiian-inspired restaurant that's on the second floor of the Cedar Street Bridge, and they're going to be sharing their Hawaiian foods and pouring some alcohol. I think some wine they're going to be sharing and beer.
So, okay, you do have alcohol on site?
Yes.
And so that must mean you got to, how does that work?
You have to show your ID,
okay.
And then you'll get a wristband.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to show that wristband to use your tickets to get some adult beverages.
Okay. The whole park is, I guess, fenced in then,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. We have access control at the east and the west entrances.
Okay.
But you can come in for free, and you can come in and you can check out what food is being offered and what beverages are being served, and then decide how many tickets you need, because each vendor prices their items to their pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the items are between 3 and 7 tickets. A ticket costs $1. So you need between 3 and 7 tickets per item.
Can you talk about where the money goes that's raised for this?
Yes, this is a fundraiser for the chamber. And so we really appreciate the vendors who participate, because of the tickets they collect, they split that with the chamber.
Perfect.
So if they collect 100 tickets, $50 goes to the chamber, $50 goes to the vendor.
Well, there you go. Doesn't that work out nicely?
Yes.
Let's see. I want to ask more questions, but also if we have Mr. Talbot coming in, he may be able to answer better questions about the music. But there is music tonight.
There is. Live band.
Okay. It's
Dead and Down.
Okay.
And they're out of Missoula. And he describes them, and he'll do a better job when he gets here, but he describes them as a kind of Americana rock.
We have actually the Dead and Down dropping by the radio station at 3:30 p.m. today, and it looks like that's confirmed, and they are still planning to do it. So tune in if you actually want to hear a little preview of what they sound like.
So they'll play here.
I hope so. I know they're coming to the studio. I hope they're bringing their instruments and they're going to play at least one or two songs. We'll see. It is a full band, so you know it's going to get crowded here in the studio. But we've I think we've done it before with them in years past when they they've been through town. They've been to the studio before, and they they are a lot of fun. A good band, should be fun to listen to at 3:30, and then go see them live tonight at Farm Park,
starting at 5 o'clock and going till
eight.
And then you have another event. We'll talk more about the sampler when Rob comes in. You have a beer fest.
Yes. Beer fest is coming on Saturday, July 5th. So what a great time to have a beer fest for the 4th of July weekend. It's taking place down at City Beach on the lawn next to the Best Western Edgewater Resort. We're very grateful that... Okay. Averill Hospitality has donated the use of their land for our event, and they've also contributed. They are our glass sponsor this year. Hmm. And so one of the things that you get with entry into Beer Fest is a commemorative glass that has the Pondere Paddler featured on it. And that glass gets you unlimited 7-ounce pours of what our vendors are pouring. So we have 5 of our 7 vendors are pouring beer, and then we have one who's pouring hard cider, and then another who is bringing canned cocktails from Pullman, Washington. Wow. And they're award-winning. Mm-hmm. Paddock Spirits is an award-winning canned cocktail vendor.
Okay, it's the Saturday of July 4th weekend. It's yes. July 5th. Mm-hmm. From when to when?
Noon to 5.
Noon to 5. And you could go at noon, get your 7-ounce glass, and stay there for 5 hours?
You could, yes.
I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be elsewhere. But
And we would recommend that you plan on having a place to stay.
Mm-hmm. Like that's a good idea.
Or a wingman to drive you home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. And now, will there be any food along with this, or is it all going to be all liquid?
We do have food available for purchase. One of our board members, in fact, our chair, does a wonderful spread of brats and chicken wraps.
Ooh.
And she sells those there. Okay. So you can do that. You can bring your own. You know, you can bring in your own little cooler. Bring a picnic, bring chairs. If you
will, there be music.
Oh, live music from a local favorite, Headwaters.
Ah,
is
ooh,
playing.
Okay,
nice.
Okay,
yes.
And they'll be performing the whole 4 hours, or
they'll be
on and off.
They'll be on and off, but yeah, mostly for the 4 hours they'll be playing. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And again, where does the money that is raised? Is this is also a fundraiser?
This is a fundraiser for the chamber as well. You know, we have membership based.
Right.
And we don't, other than that, we operate off of donations. So we're, you know, nonprofit. And so these events help us to keep the lights on and to keep serving our community.
Can you? Okay, let's take just a step back. What does a Chamber of Commerce do?
We are an advocate for our local business community.
Okay.
We support them. And then we also help visitors find out about Sandpoint and help giving them ideas of what to do, what to see when they come to visit Sandpoint.
Okay. And has the chamber been forever?
Yeah, I think we're celebrating our 100th anniversary soon. Yeah.
Really? That's wow, I did not know that.
I think so, yeah. 1920 something is when we started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tourism and visiting Sandpoint. The headquarters of the Chamber of Commerce is that building right as you drive into town on 200. If you're coming from the east, entering town.
Yes.
Yeah.
The visitor center.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that is the headquarters of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce.
It is.
How much of your now you're a grant administrator, but I mean, how much of the work of the chamber is focused on kind of maintaining that? You know, that facility and welcoming new visitors to town versus your kind of interactions with the local business community.
Mm. It's such a big job.
Yeah.
There's so much that goes into it. And you can each executive director that comes in to lead the chamber can have a slightly different focus or mm-hmm. emphasis. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be interesting to see. Our new executive director is Olivia Casso, and she is great with social media, with marketing, and she has really made a huge impact since she joined us as our communications and resource specialist. She has gotten us back posting on social media and really engaging mm-hmm. with our local community. And so it'll be very interesting to see where she takes the direction of the chamber.
Yeah. And she, yeah, she's new on the job. This was a role that you held for several
years.
A year and a half. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We never did do like a, you know, a recap of your time there, but you're still there.
I'm still there. Still helping.
Yeah. Yep. Well, while we wait for Rob, should
let's
we
play you? A song.
Oh, that's a good
want to
idea.
Do that. Let's take a break and okay. we can regroup. And we're here with Mickey Quinn. We're talking about the summer sampler this mm-hmm. afternoon at 5 o'clock at Farman Park, and then also looking ahead to the Beer Fest on July 5th. But this is a song that was recorded on this date in 1961. By, I think, one of the greatest artists of the early 60s and well beyond that. The song is totally recognizable. We'll just start playing it. It ends up being a number two hit in the United States, but this is on this date that it's recorded in 1961, June 26th in 1961.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say.
That, of course, was Roy Orbison with Crying and one of his major hits. He's the person who did Blue Bayou and Only the Lonely, and just a whole slew of hit. Oh, Pretty Woman, in the 60s. And that song was recorded on this date in June 26, 1961. How many years ago was that?
I don't know.
A while ago.
64?
64 years ago.
Okay.
Time flies.
Indeed.
Nice math.
Hey. Welcome to the studio, Rob Talbot, here as the founder and owner of Maddox Farm Productions.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll go along with that, I think.
Yeah. And we are...
thanks for having me.
We're talking about the summer sampler. Mickey Quinn is still here, the grant administrator for the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. This is an event you guys kind of collaborate on. Yeah. You've been
been the third year now that the summer sampler is also the kickoff to the Sandpoint Summer Music Series.
Yeah. So you were in charge of kind of wrangling the musicians and bringing them up here to play.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Book the musicians, and then we bring in all the production equipment and professional sound mm-hmm. and technicians and stage manager and do the whole thing and make it sound good and feel good.
Yeah.
Look good.
We were just talking about the chance of rain, but it'll be like a
drizzle.
We'll
come over there. It's not gonna do it.
No.
That's gonna be great.
It'll feel good if it does.
I don't know if anybody out there was at the first summer series concert we did. I think it was 2018 now, I guess. 2019. It was before we were working with the summer sampler, and it was a windstorm, rain, but it was beautiful because we got these nice double rainbows afterwards. After everyone survived, we had a good time. We keep having a good time. I can't believe this is actually the sixth year for the summer music series. It's a lot of fun.
It's been a while now. It's become an institution. The summer music series, let's see, the band is the Dead and Down. We mentioned that they're a rock and roll group from Missoula, Montana.
Yeah, an exploratory roots rock. Mm-hmm. Kind of a cowboy, space cowboy, you know, Americana. It's, you know, for those of you that follow the music that I tend to bring, when it's a lot of times it's genre bending, if you will, and kind of the kind of in the folky realm with these guys, folk rock.
The music starts at what time?
Music starts at 6.
Okay, so you can.
So we'll be playing house music and stuff like that at 5. To get the party rolling with some delicious food and tasty cold beverages or whichever beverages you're shooting for. Really good food. I remember last year was great. The musicians last year were just so excited to get some tickets and get some good food.
They got to eat.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. The details again. The summer sampler is today. The doors or the gates open in Farman Park, right downtown, at 5 o'clock, and music starts at 6 with the Dead and Down. You can tune into KRFY at 3:30 if you want to hear the Dead and Down on the airwaves before you check them out tonight at the park. 13 vendors selling. Various, mostly small bites and beverages as well, of adult and beverages for all ages too.
And you know, it's one of the things that I'll throw out there too. You know, y'all talked earlier about the, you know, this goes to support the chamber, and you talked a little bit about the Welcome Center. I personally, as someone, you know, I moved here 12, 13 years ago. I remember seeing that Welcome Center and going in and checking things out when I first got here. And my opinion is that that space really is an opportunity for us as Sandpoint to welcome people into our town. So it's a really, it's a cause we're very well worth supporting. Mm-hmm. Also, they do a great job supporting local businesses and really allowing us to, allowing many of us to live and work here in Sandpoint. So it's a great organization. I've enjoyed working with them. Come out and support and have a good time. Bring the kids. It's family friendly. Admission is free, as is the rest of the summer series shows.
Talk about that Welcome Center a little bit. I would like to know. This is the busy season. Yes. How busy is it? How many people come into the Welcome Center on a, you know, pick your basis?
Yeah. We have seen an increase just in the past couple of weeks, and we're getting on average about 15 people a day. And it's a little lighter than it was last year. So I think after the 4th of July, we'll see an uptick where we'll reach, you know, in the 20s or 30s a day.
Yeah. Where are people coming from?
All over. All over. Just this week, we've had people from Minnesota, Virginia Beach, Canada.
Ooh, my neck of the woods.
California, Arizona, just all over.
What's one of the first questions they always ask?
Well, we've never been here before. What should we see? What should we do?
And what do you answer?
We ask, what do you like to do? Because there's a lot of choices. I don't want to offer a picnic trail to someone who has trouble, you know, walking upstairs. So, yeah, we try to find out what they enjoy first.
Any question? What's the strangest question that you get from people visiting?
Where can I see bears?
Wait until huckleberry in the picking woods. Season.
Yes.
That's a good one. They're coming in from all over, at least
all over.
What's the furthest that you've seen somebody come in from, at least this year?
This year, probably Maine.
Whew.
Or Toronto.
Flying or driving to get
driving
here? Wow, that's quite a road trip.
Yes.
That'd be pretty cool. The visitor center, busy, and no public restrooms, right?
No, yeah. No. Our building is it's challenged in that way.
It's an interesting plumbing situation, I know.
Yes.
That's been, something that you've had to deal with quite a bit.
Yeah, our insurance company finally said,
Yeah.
You know, you can't operate that as a public restroom.
Right. Yeah, it's
Insurance is getting serious these days, I've noticed.
Yes.
I'll ask a naive question. Why would an insurance not want a public restroom?
Well, it's because the plumbing is older. It just can't handle the capacity, and so it would back up, and it would cause flooding, and then the insurance would get a claim.
So in other words, if you improved the plumbing, then you possibly could get. Because I would think, you know, if I needed to use services, I'd stop at a chamber in commerce. I would be crushed.
Yeah.
What? No bears and I can't go to the bathroom here? Boy, is that a double whammy.
Yeah. I like to stick my head into the Chamber of Commerce, and if there's somebody new at the front desk,
I like to ask
if I can use the bathroom.
And your legs are crossed. Your legs are crossed.
I don't want to get into the weeds on your plumbing situation, but it's a weird place. Your situation like prohibit, you know, you're in a strange place. You're the only building out there. Yeah.
The property is really unusual too, because the land is owned by the state.
Oh, interesting.
The parking lot is owned by the city.
I did not know that.
BNSF has a major easement that goes right through it. In fact, that big sign in the yard that looks like a, you know, kind of a Y.
Yeah.
That used to be a train trestle.
Oh.
And so they go right across Sand Creek to the other side.
Yeah.
By the highway. So they have that easement, and then the building is owned by the chamber. So it's quite a
legal web.
It'd be sort of interesting to find out the history. Has the chamber always been there?
Mm-mm.
And how did it end up there? And with the layered of the state, city, and chamber, then finally, who operates it? Who mows your lawn? The city?
No, we pay for that. The chamber pays for that.
Okay, yeah.
The chamber also pays for the parking lot to be plowed.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah. It's the layers are interesting.
Yes.
Indeed. But you are not. Okay, but you don't. That's really. How did the chamber come to be there?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
we'd have to dig into the archives.
You'd have to go back.
I bet Marcella Nelson knows.
Okay. She knows everything.
She does.
Yeah. Okay. Marcella Nelson is. We'll put her on the list of people to ask about that curious building. But it's a neat one, and very nicely situated right next to Sand Creek. It's a great. Yes, a great welcoming place for
new visitors. Well, it's accessible. You know, I mean, if you're coming into town, you want the Chamber of Commerce, we'll go down four blocks and then head west. And, you know, it's right there.
Yeah. The amount of kind of focus on, you know, welcoming new visitors to town and stuff that our Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce does, is that reflective of other... similar organizations, representative of other similar organizations like around the country in places? Is the Chamber of Commerce oftentimes involved as sort of the Department of Tourism as well?
Yes. It varies by community. But here in Idaho, it's quite often they're either the same organization, both the Chamber and a visitor's center. But in some areas, it differs. But we... split, you know, we wear two hats. One is for supporting our local businesses, and then the other is to support visitors who want to come and visit Sandpoint and then help them when they arrive.
The Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, of course, we're talking about the big event today, the Summer Sampler. You got Beer Fest coming up on July 5th. What are the big events of the Chamber of Commerce, or what's the cycle for you guys?
We kick off the year with Winter Carnival that takes place in February, and that is just wonderful. All the different businesses in the community and organizations pull together and they own their own little events throughout a 2-week period, and then we kick it off with the Parade of Lights, which is always fun. So that's Winter Carnival. And then the next big one is Summer Sampler, which is typically the last Thursday of the month at Farman Park. And then we have Beer Fest, which is either the first or second Saturday in July. It just depends on how the calendar flows, but this year it's the first Saturday in July on the 5th. And then we do a program that's called Leadership Sandpoint, and we start inviting former classmates refer potential classmates for that, and that kicks off in July. And then we actually start that in September, and it goes for 9 months. It's one day a month. And then we do the holiday tree lighting the day after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our program of annual events.
That's the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find yourself, you know, it kind of roped into, involved in other events? Like, we got the 4th of July coming up, for example. Is that a busy day for you, or is that just nothing going on at the chamber?
Yeah, nothing going on at the chamber. Mm-hmm. We certainly support the Lions Club with their efforts and
right.
love that we're a part of their weekend with Beer Fest right after.
Okay, yeah. Is that, this is a busy, what, say, nine days, I guess, for
it's
you.
It's an intense,
This is a big...
<It's> intense week and a half.
And what do you do on July 6th?
Sleep in.
Yeah. Yes, good idea.
Jack, did you say you have a selection of the band that's going to be
sure
playing? Should yeah, we play that we cut got, so that people
we got a bunch of them. Yeah, or we have their album. Rob, do you have any recommended? We have an album called Dead and Down, or if not, I'll pick one. We have a couple, a couple here as well.
This will be a selection from the musical aspect of the summer sampler.
Do you have Switchbacks?
Why, yes, I do, and that's the one I pulled up,
perfect.
Believe it or not. Yeah.
They'll be performing at 6 o'clock tonight during Summer Sampler, which begins at 5 o'clock in Farman Park. So here is the musical at part of the program.
Dead and Down, they're playing at Farman Park tonight for the Summer Sampler / Summer Music Series kickoff. That is, as I said, tonight. Doors open at 5. If you want to go to the Summer Sampler and get some food before the band starts playing right around 6 o'clock. 13 vendors, 6 of them new, never having been there before. We're talking to Mickey Quinn, the Grant Administrator for the Greater Sand Park Chamber of Commerce, who organizes that Summer Sampler event, and then the... And then Rob Talbot from Maddox Farm Productions
Good
is
morning.
Here to talk about the musical aspect of it. And yes, that was the band that you'll be able to hear tonight in Farman Park. I got some other events coming up.
No, today you'll be and this able weekend. To hear them on the radio station before
yes.
Farman Park.
3:30. Oh gosh, 3:30. Am I double booked? I am double booked. Now I'm the one who's double booked. We had to.
You haven't learned how to be omnipresent?
I know. I moved. Well, Jim, you're going to have to do the interview. I don't know. We'll find somebody else. Well, I just realized I have a conflict for that one, but we'll sort it out. We'll find somebody to sit in here and do that. Yes, Summer Sampler is what we're talking about. There's other events going on in town this weekend too.
You got a chance for me to throw out the other dates for the summer
yes,
series and
sure.
thank a couple sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight again is our kickoff. We love working with the chamber to do this do the first of the summer series in coordination with their Summer Sampler. So tonight, make sure you join us. We also have July 17th, August 21st. And September 11th. You can find more about information about that at MaddoxFarm.com. And we got some great sponsors that are making all these events free, including Washington Trust Bank, Pondere Arts Council, Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, Heartwood Center, Selly Design, Novas of Evergreen Realty, Cedar Street Hotel, and we got more coming in as we get there. It's just awesome. We really appreciate all these community-minded sponsors and organizations allowing us to have a free, family-friendly space to enjoy not only touring musicians, but we have locals night as well. So it's a really, really good time, and thanks to everybody for making it happen. Thank you all for allowing us to help get the word out, too.
Thursday, they're all on Thursday nights, right?
They're all on Thursday nights, yes.
Thursday nights throughout the summer. Yes, nice night of the week to go see some live music.
I'd love to give a shout-out, too, to our sponsors for Summer Sampler. Ziply Fiber is helping us with some of our pricing and or some of our costs. Really appreciate them. And they also are helping us with the music for Beer Fest as well. So Ziply Fiber, really stepping up and being a big sponsor this year for us. And can't do these events without volunteers. We have 20, 30 plus people helping us at each of these events. It takes an army of people to set up the fencing, to set up the tables and the tents, to help our vendors situate with wherever they need to be, and pour the beer at Beer Fest. So it is an army of volunteers, and we could not do it without them. So thank you so much. If you're helping at all for Summer Sampler or Beer Fest, we appreciate you.
Is there? Are you guys all set for volunteers at this point?
Or no, do you need more.
You do.
I need more. Yes. Okay. Now tonight we're pretty set.
Right.
But Beer Fest, I have lots of shifts that are available.
Okay.
You could come between 9 and 12 and help us set up.
Mm-hmm.
You could come after the event from 5 to 6 and help us tear down, or you can be there during the event. And if you're a volunteer for Beer Fest, you get free entry.
Hey,
you know, I was thinking about saying I needed to check in with you before you said that. And then you said, I was like, definitely. Yeah, I never have been able to make it because a lot of times it's clashed with Summerfest, which isn't happening this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to actually get out there for Beer Fest this year.
Oh, good. So you just have to reach out to the chamber, info@sandpointchamber.com, and we will hook you up with a shift where you can help us out.
Okay. That's an excellent note. Let me talk about a couple other events coming up in town here. One comes to my attention today in Lakeview Park. It's time for Bubble Palooza. Has anyone heard of this one?
What?
Yeah. Mountain State's Early Head Start, the East Bonner County Library, and NIC Head Start are hosting Bubble Palooza. It's going to be a free, fun-filled celebration designed for families with little ones. Morning full of bubbles, music, dancing, art activities, snacks, story time, and free books from the library. But I think you get to keep them. You know, you don't have to return them to the library when you're done. The activities are geared towards children aged 0 to 3. All families are welcome. You don't have to just be 0 to 3. But it's in Lakeview Park over on Ontario Street, and it starts at 10 o'clock this morning and runs till 11:30, so you can still get there. You have like an hour to get there before it kicks off. That's today. That's going on like in minutes here. I think they're setting up right now. Also, it's the Sandpoint Renaissance Fair this weekend. 2 days of entertainment and merriment on Saturday and Sunday, June 28th and 29th. Merchants, a joyous atmosphere, turkey legs, fairy supplies, jewelry, chainmail, and pottery. And yes, costumes are encouraged and admired. It's at the Bonner County Fairgrounds out on North Boyer Road. For more information, sandpointrenfair.com is the website for that one. This weekend is the Monarch Grind bike race, or a 59-mile route with 7,878 feet of elevation gain through.
Ouch.
Yeah. Mm. It starts, they climb past the Green Monarchs and continue through forests. Let's see here. And I'm trying to see here. It comes down. I'm trying to find out where it starts and ends. I'm not totally sure. But panhandlegravel.com/events is where you find out more about the Monarch Grind, which is this Saturday. And tomorrow is the annual art party for the Pondere Arts Council. And that is out at the Sandpoint Organic Agricultural Center. also on North Boyer Road. Well, there you go. Yes, gourmet hors d'oeuvres, a hosted bar, and it's a fundraiser for the for POEX educational programs in the Lake Monterey School District. And it's you go to artandsandpoint.org to find out more about that. I wonder if that Sandpoint Organic Agricultural Center, that's past where the culvert failed, right? So you got to drive all the way around on Bronx Road or something to get there, I think.
It's a beautiful facility, though, if you haven't been out there.
It is cool, a beautiful, right? One. That's like an underused, I think, space.
I agree.
Yeah, it's a neat building that they have out there. Aha! The Monarch Grind will start and end at Clark Fork High School, says one of our...
Someone's listening.
I like this.
Yes, one of our listeners.
Of course.
Yeah. Yes,
I love the real-time reporting right here.
That's right. Yeah, our correspondent from Clark Fork tells us that it starts and ends at Clark Fork High School. Okay. Yes. Yes, hello.
And we want to remind people that tonight on 88.5 KRFY at 9 o'clock, the KRFY Folk Show.
Yes. Tell us more, Jim. You host the KRFY Folk Show.
And tonight, what's it going to be? I will be featuring the musical artistry of Odetta. Mm-hmm. And she was labeled by Martin Luther King as the queen of American folk music and the voice of the civil rights movement. And I have a couple CDs that I picked up in San Francisco recently. And one of the CDs has a... when she was at the Kerr Folk Festival in 1996 in Texas, a 27-minute, it's called Sweet Ancestors, S-U-I-T-E, where she gives tribute to a bunch of songs that have been part of her musical heritage. And it's just nonstop, segueing one song into another. And only on non-commercial radio can one play a 27-minute cut.
That's true. It makes it easy on the DJ too.
I sit back.
Priorities.
I read a book. But that is tonight from 9 to 10. I will be playing the. If you haven't heard Odetta, she's amazing.
Well, it's 9 o'clock.
Oh my goodness.
In closing, what do you got, Rob?
Well, I got to put the other hat on real quick.
What's coming up?
My main hat here. The Panetta Theater. Couple things. We had a great show last night with Steve Poltz and Lori Shook. If you didn't make it out, shame on you. Talk to your friends. They will rub it in pretty good. It was a great Wednesday night. And keep your eye out for him when he comes back, because it'll be another great show. So keep that in mind. We have Tu Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar, coming up on Friday, and the, for those of you that don't know math, $5 does not pay for a movie. So we are very thankful to have sponsors. And if you're looking to get involved, help out the Panetta, sponsorship is corporate sponsorship is one of those ways to do that. We have La Chic Boutique, Planned Parenthood of Eastern Washington and North Idaho, Evans Brothers, and Bonner County Dems are all sponsoring to make this movie series with for Pride-based movies with Tu Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar, on Friday, June 27th, as well as Transamerica on Thursday, July 10th, right before the day before Sandpoint Pride. So kick off Sandpoint Pride a little early with that. And if you're looking for another way to get involved with the Panetta, if sponsorships aren't your thing, you can go to panetta.org/support. And then you can go on there. I really, you know, our model is that we want to keep the space available for people. So keep our prices down. We don't want to add a lot of fees on your tickets and things like that. We've been trying to avoid that. Which is what a lot of places do. So we really need donations and we need financial support. In a time where right now, you know, federal grants are gone, so there, as you guys know, as a nonprofit, we're all fighting for those private grants that are available. So we really need your, we really need this, the community support again. So if you can go to panada.org/support and you can donate one time, make a monthly reoccurring donation is an option down there. Just donate $5 a month. It really goes a long way, especially if we know it's coming in. And think about it, if we get 100 people to donate $5 a month, that's $500 a month that helps us keep moving and keep local ballet, local theater, live music, $5 movies, helps us keep those things rolling. So check that out. And one more thing I want to throw out there is we do have on our event page, it is live, our summer theater summer camp in partnership with Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater and sponsored by POAC. That theater camp is from July 21st through August 8th. There will be performances on August 8th and 9th that the kids will not only perform in, but some will, they will help with creating the set, doing all the, you know, work on the lighting, work on costumes and all that stuff. It's three-week camp, believe it or not. 3 hours a day from 1 to 4. And it's only $150.
Ooh. Okay.
You know where else you can find just child care for that? Nowhere. Nowhere. I can tell you as a father of a 4- and 5-year-old, you can't find that anywhere. So it's, and it's a really great opportunity. And this is for kids ages 8 through 17. And all this is on our website at panada.org/events. You can sign up there. They're going fast. Last year it did sell out. So jump on that and get in there and help us keep this awesome theater camp going. And thanks to LPORT and POAC for helping us make it happen.
You're listening to 88.5 KRFY Ponderay. It's time for Bird Note. Our guests this morning have been Mickey Quinn and Rob Talbot. Mickey's the grant administrator for the Greater Sanborn Chamber of Commerce, and Rob, in addition to running the Panada Theater as his executive director, is also the founder of Maddox Farm Productions, and together they are putting on the Summer Sampler / the Summer Music Series. That is today, and that's tonight at 5 o'clock in Farm and Park. Where will you guys be if people want to say hello to you? Where will we find you at 5
I'm usually
o'clock?
Around the sound booth.
Yeah. I'll be at the east entrance, so closer to Main and Third.
We'll look for you and say hello. At the Summer Sampler. There you go. Thanks for listening to the morning show on 88.5 KRFY. Jim, thanks as ever.
I won't be here next week.
You won't?
No, you'll be Lonesome Jack.
Oh,
man, now what?
San Antonio.
Okay.
Family reunion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's beautiful this time of year, Jim.
Drink lots of water.
Yeah. Can you say that with a little less sarcasm in your voice, young man?
Sorry.
Yes, it's been good here, and good 4th of July to everyone. And Summer Sampler, 5 o'clock tonight, Farm and Park.
Cool.
Thanks for having us, fellas.
Yep.
You bet.
Thank you both.